is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado state lawmakers honored International Transgender Day of Visibility today. Governor Polis endorsed the proclamation, and President Biden signed a similar proclamation. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone, the state's first openly transgender lawmaker, spoke on the House floor today.
Trans youth are starting to feel like they can be themselves. They're seeing people like themselves in careers they can aspire to. You know, it's a travesty to think that in some parts of our country, they can't see themselves.
Titone says growing visibility of people who identify as transgender has helped. Colorado hospitals are among the nation's most profitable, which makes the state one of the priciest for hospital care. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's according to a report released Wednesday by Colorado's Health Financing Agency. It found Denver metro area hospitals posted profits of nearly $1.4 billion in 2020. The report also says rural hospitals faced a devastating financial picture without federal economic stimulus funds. According to the state, the higher profits are at least in part due to higher reimbursements for Medicaid patients and expansions in health care coverage, which helped lower the uninsured rate to about 6.5%. Hospitals say reserves and funding helped provide a robust COVID response and save lives. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new CDOT survey found 91% of drivers have driven while distracted within the past week. Of those drivers, more than half say they are often or always distracted. This is CPR News.